Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so excited to be with all of you here today on YouTube and OneTube Radio. I am definitely, I'm somewhat in shock that it is already September the 1st. It is Labor Day here in the States. I hope you're all enjoying your day. I am really appreciative and grateful that you're all with us today. And Serena and said, you know, it was a puppy and sunshine kind of day. So we're going to give you a little bit of that. And I am super excited to see some of you coming on into the chat room. If for those of you listening for the first time, I would really appreciate it if you could come and like and subscribe our page here. We're going to be expanding a little bit more over time. So I'm really, really, I have so much joy about being here, and I'm so ready to tackle this season. And this is my favorite time of year. We're just barely, putting a toe into, but definitely my favorite season. So I always love it. I know for us, okay, here, as shallow as it sounds, it's very, very exciting when you're a Floridian to understand that you may have cooler temperatures soon. So it kind of gives us a little bit of that vibe of autumn, and a couple of degrees makes a lot of difference. Terry Campbell, I know you know what I'm talking about. It has been a very, very hot one this year, and so I'm super excited. And sometimes, you know, in the heat, of course, we stay cool, but, you know, believe it or not, the temperature of, you know, our environment, the everywhere we are, everything that we absorb psychically, yes, exactly. You know, it really does make a difference, and it matters. Everything that we absorb or that we're becoming one with every day, it really does take on a personality of its own, for sure. So I love to say that whatever we surround ourselves with, or whatever we live with in our environment, and our everything has to be. That's why we love the puppies and the sunshine, because that's our favorite. Those are our favorite things. But in any case, I want to say hi to those of you who are here. It is Labor Day, so I hope you're enjoying a little downtime. The energy around this time of year always feels like it's like, okay, interesting how everything is so aligned, and that it's a reminder of not only a new upcoming season, which is very timely because it's a very busy season. It's that last breath that you get to take, you know, before stepping into that whole new vibe. And Mark just says, oh, I just figured out they weren't calling me beautiful when they said you'd be hot here. Yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe they are, but you're looking pretty good on your videos over there. So, and I'm very grateful for that, and appreciate you being out there every day, and for yourself and the team and the world. And we all love having you and seeing you. I will be joining you there soon, I promise. But in any case, how many of you, let me just say hi to everybody coming in. Tara, I see you. I love, hello, Kim, welcome for the first time. And Mark Husson, of course, is with us today. Patricia, Terry Campbell is our One to Listen psychic astrologer, as well as C.A. Brooks. Lynn Kay, it's so nice to see you live today, and I am glad we'll take a peek at you as well. Who else? Lara and Terry, I said, Becca, oh, I want to talk to Anne. Nice to see you, and Annika, you as well. Renee, Lori, hi. And Sahar is with us today, and we love her energy also, and I'm just super grateful you're all here. So, you know, It's interesting because it almost feels like I believe it was Mark who said, you know, it was a little bit of a down start to the day, or and you know, you could feel how the energy kind of gives us that breath and that. How many of you? And sometimes I think we just like we decided on the puppies and the sunshine. I think sometimes we want to resist instead of really just accept or embrace. And I feel there's that inner critic. How many of you realize or pay attention to, have you ever noticed when it was a little quiet in your space, that inner critic starts to rear, and it's like the meter goes up on the inner critic, and you start to really think about certain things, and it kind of raises. If you put some kind of graph in front of yourself, I guarantee you on those busy days, that inner critic won't be present. And so it is a funny Virgo. It's very Virgo-like. It's very, obvious today, I would say, that inner critic is high, because we have the time and the energy to really tap in. And so if you notice yourselves, and then on the busy days, you have so much going on and so much to do, that inner critic kind of gets put in the corner, and, you know, they get to stay there. And so we notice the differences in everything that happens. And I think back in the day, you're feeling the autumn equinox. I love that already. Let me see what some of you are saying. You know, I think that I could feel, I always feel it when pumpkin comes about and stores and stuff. I get very excited about it. I'm definitely a pumpkin addict, except for pie. But everything else, you will come, if you saw my home right now, it's kind of anything from household spray to coffee creamer to coffee to whatever it is. I think it's very, very funny. Lois, I love that you just said this word. When did I hear this word of late? This is good, Lois, because I'm kind of laughing. Sunshine to you as well, Ms. Jean. It's so funny. Lois just said that evil inner critic. You know, I have seen, it's unfortunate, but I have seen that word a little bit more than usual in the world, you know? And so, did we forget, or this is what goes through sometimes, have we forgotten that we can bury that evil critic, or that we can toss them by the wayside by embracing and accepting instead of resisting and all of this? And you know, I mean, many of you know that I'm planning on doing video, and it's kind of funny, speaking of the evil critic, the evil inner critic, it's so shallow and yet so honest, in that when I had my hair done a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks now, it's 2 whole weeks that I planned on being with you guys by now. And so on my way out the door with this, you know, finally my hair, I was like, okay, I'm video ready, and I'm walking out the door. The woman literally chases me with a pair of scissors. And I was like, no, don't touch it, don't touch it. And I was trying not to be rude. And I was, you know, it's not my job, it's her job. And I was like, okay, maybe she knows what she's doing, but my every bone in my body knew. And she, and it's chopped up pretty good, you know? So whether it was my little evil inner critic going, oh, maybe she'll mess it up and delay my process, or whatever it was, it just happened. And it was just so weird. At the same time, we have to say to ourselves, maybe there is a reason. Maybe, you know, maybe it was just meant to be that I'm not here yet live, or I'm still just streaming and getting comfortable, or whatever it may be. And so we've been laughing because it's really the least big, you know, if we just make nothing of it, who cares, you know? Just being with you will be enough if you really think about it. But that evil inner critic is going, you can't go to video for the first time in your life with chopped up hair and all this other stuff. And so that's how that happened. But in any case, I'm sure many of you understand, and I know over time. But if you think about the weight of the world and how significant and important it isn't, you know, you have to look at it and just blame that evil inner critic, you know? And so how many things that are important maybe on one particular day, and then you look at the whole picture of the universe, we're still existing in our own space every single day. So we have to kind of balance it out and remind ourselves that it's not really a big deal. And so one day we'll be together, I promise. But in the meantime, I'm going to come into the room. I'm going to start some questions. I hope you're having a nice holiday. I hope you have a little bit of plans, some plans for yourself. And when Lois, the reason I like that, it's almost like an acceptance. How many of you have forgotten? I think so too. Thank you, Sahar. She says it'll come in time. You know, it's funny because when we want something so much, I think we forget that there's so many other things to take into consideration along the way. And sometimes we feel like we can. Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate that. The bottom line is, I think when we love something so much and we know we could, it's so close, we could taste it, you know, and then so all these other things happen over time. It's very interesting. And yet when we're ready to do something or the universe is ready for us to do it, it really has to align. And I really feel that alignment will happen. And so when we have those eye-opening experiences of delays or things we can't deny, it's like that knock on your door. And so we accept it and we learn from it. And so now moving on, who has a question for me in the room? And I want to say good morning to everyone. I love the stillness, and somehow, how many of you have a question? And I'm definitely coming to the room. Patricia has something important to say. Here's another thing. You know, somebody asked me, let me address this one thing that's on my mind and that has been asked several times this week. And maybe some of you will have an idea of an answer. Lois says she forgot she has the power to ask it to go away. That's what I do too. I'm making it go away also. I love it. Maybon is in the air, everyone. Very good, Lara. Thank you, Patricia. Patricia, I'm coming to you first. I will definitely answer you, Anne, also. What was I going to say? Okay, somebody says to me, how do I get that person out of my head? Or why is this person still in my head? Why am I thinking about this person after 40 years? Why is this person so horrible to me, but I still can't get them out of my head? And all of these questions about connection, does anybody have any like answers that make sense? Does everything always have to make sense? You know, I was thinking about this. There are so many reasons that we could tap into about the why, but what are there any main reasons? Does anybody have any idea? Sahar, you, Serena, Terry, how do we answer? Besides, it's not going to be, it's the way it is, right? Like the bottom line is we have connection with people. We have past life connections with others. We have things that we are supposed to learn from one another and grow from. We have something in ourselves that we have to look at, and we don't have control. How do we change our head or our heart over our thoughts or our feelings? I don't know if it's something that we can actually control, but these are a lot of things that are happening right now where we talk about that inner critic, that inner evil critic, or that little, the thoughts, the thinking, the Mercury ruled Virgo energy, I think very up and about. And so sometimes it's a matter of remembering that your contract with this person began some other lifetime maybe 10 lifetimes, maybe two, maybe the last one, or maybe even this one. And that contract was already pre-scripted for you. And there's something in it that you have to work with, grow through, whatever it may be. And so I believe that when we, and somebody says to me, I have to stop. I have to force myself to get out of it. I have to force myself to end it. I have to force myself to not think about it. How do we work through some of these feelings without force or without effort? And how does it become easier for us over time? Back to acceptance, less resistance, embracing the energy of the now, you know, with these connections. And you have to remember that when the universe, how do I ever get over this person? Or how do I ever, we don't get to dictate our, yes, the grace. Thank you, Sahar. We don't dictate who we love. We don't dictate who we connect with. You know, the universe kind of, sometimes we say, why did I choose this? Or we beat ourselves up. That inner critic is always beating ourselves up. And so we learn to place value on what we are growing through with it, or we try to look at, you know, something that's actually benefiting us from it. We look at the timing factor. We look at, Sahara says you have to have grace and allow yourself, you know, that grace while the process is unfolding. Understanding it is definitely a process, and it is deep breaths and baby steps, Sahara. Thank you for that. The bottom line is, it doesn't, Lara says she had a dream about an ex, and she hadn't spoken to him in a decade, and she met him nearly 20 years ago. She learned to feel what she felt, and the feelings passed faster. I agree with that as well. You start embracing it, and then you realize maybe this is a contract from another time and place. And we could get into these past life connections all, you know, no human or God himself cannot convince me that there wasn't another time and place because of so many experiences and incidences that I've gone through in this lifetime. And I believe wholeheartedly that something, you know, these connections were prescripted. And it's just the same, and it's all the same in that sometimes we may not even meet that person. Sometimes we may feel called to someone we are never going to meet, you know, and still feel connected, or vice versa. And so I think acceptance is key. I think right now, getting back to the little critic, having answers to some of these things is good, and it helps us move on, and it helps us embrace it and learn and grow from it instead of beating ourselves up for it. And I think that was another hot topic. When I say hot topic, it's a no, not you, Mark Husson. but it's definitely a topic of the moment and that we're experiencing. So these are things that are difficult that we all have to understand, and we grow together on these topics and we learn from them. So Patricia, I'm going to come look for you. I'm going to go ahead and start taking your questions today. Happy Monday, everyone. Becca, you're awfully quiet out there. Now, let me see where Patricia is. She brought up, I'm glad that you're with us today also. She said her grand plans made in January. Seems they're still waiting in start mode. Concerned I'm losing the window. Let me take a look. I don't believe we lose windows. Sometimes I believe maybe we can shut the window so something else can open. Or maybe it's a wide open door we walk through instead of a window that we open. And I'm starting to feel something bigger for you there. So let me take a peek, okay? So Patricia is going to be first, and then we'll keep going. I could see everybody's little inner critic buried in the corner over there. I think we can agree on the rest of the Virgo cycle to leave them over there in the corner, you know, and they could all enjoy each other. How about that? All right, Patricia, let's take a look. And it's hard. You know, it can be challenging to not. Her spiritual work is growing. She said that's a very good thing. There's a time and a place for everything. Just like sometimes with our relationships, someone once said, if you're not aligned, then it's either the wrong timing or the wrong person. Sometimes we have the right person with the wrong timing. Sometimes we have the right timing with the wrong person. You know, it's one or the other. We don't take it personally because something doesn't work out in the now, or, you know, there's that inner critic again. Patricia, I could tell that you've been discouraged in some way about these plans, but honestly, I feel like you're meant to trip over something else that's actually going to work out to your in your favor. I do not think it's going to happen overnight, but I'm going to tell you, you started in January. I'm at a 3 to 7 month time frame here, which is a bit away, yet I feel, even though there's a little bit away, it's a little time, you know, you're nourishing parts of your spirituality, nourishing parts of your creativity and your mind as well. It will be the right timing in 3 to 7 months for this new opportunity. And I really do. I really do feel I'm laughing because you have a lot of people coming to your rescue right now. I feel very, very confident that this is going to be an amazing new year for you ahead. I really don't. I mean, here we are in September. I'm already talking about 2026. But I really do feel this. So I want to call it, I want to say 4 to 7 months. So I love that. Okay. All right. I have something to say, and this is a Virgo season. So Becca said nothing like being called out by a cat. Well, listen, she said she's soaking it up and hearing my voice, but she misses class. And she now said she missed class twice. So I'm going to take that as a sign. We're going to get moving on class. And I promise we're going to go ahead and start one in October and run the season, okay? Early October. And we'll have like a few weeks together. And I think we'll have a good time. And thank you for that. It's very Virgo-like. And I understand, so I'm happy you're here. And thank you. We'll come back to it, I promise. And everyone is welcome as well. So it's a good time of year to go back to school, of course. All right. Patricia says her health is questionable. You're going to definitely make some progress, and you're going to also trip over something, someone, or something, an opportunity from where you are to earn more money. That's how I want to say it, okay? That's what it is. Thank you, Patricia. Happy you're back and visiting. Thank you. Becca, okay. Becca, I'm going to give you this. Your health looks so strong ahead, and I think October is a good time. But I also think you have a couple of things going on now that you're tending to, and I see a lot of energy around your back where maybe you're tending to strengthening it, your core, like this, your mid back. There's so much going on with strengthening your physical body internally and externally. You look so, so good, and you're going to be so healthy and happy. I see like a little tending to your back. I don't know if they're showing me like a strengthening this way, why they're showing me this, but it definitely, I just feel like you're getting stronger and stronger. Just what we need, a Leo with a stronger backbone. But I'm teasing you, but it is true. And your physicality looks wonderful. So I think you're going to have some good news soon. I also see you writing or journaling very, very soon as well. And please come back and tell us and let us know. I do see, I don't know if you're going to ask to participate in a I'm so right. I got a massage. Okay, good. I like that. I'm glad you're. Yeah, that's really good. There's a journaling thing coming through for you as well. And I also feel, I don't know if somebody's going to ask you to publish something or do something with them to publish something or add a piece to a story, add a piece to a book, like a little chapter or something like this for healing. And I love that for you. Also, some childhood things coming back up. Definitely addressing these things. Maybe even a visit in some months. I don't know if you're near your childhood home, but there's something about it. Okay. And I love that. All right. Good. So very good health. I love that, of course, the most. All right. Now let's see who's next. I want to see who has a question. I feel if someone has a question about someone from the past, I would say now is the time to ask, or please expect, I feel for, I don't know who this message is meant for, but it's coming through like this. There is someone coming back from your past, and I don't know exactly who, but I feel very strongly that they are. So if you've been having dreams or you've been having a feeling about someone or wondering about someone, just expect the unexpected that way. And I really feel that, okay? All right, now let's see who's next. Anne has a question. I've always had a job or project going on throughout my life. I turned 73 and I felt like I just want a break. I actually love that because there's a season and a reason. And as we said before, timing is everything. I totally respect that. I feel like sometimes we just have to chill, you know? And I truly believe that letting go and just being in that, like, I hate making it sound like nothingness because there's always something. I love that she's taking a break. It's almost like it makes sense. I've always had a job or project going on. Now here comes my little inner critic of myself. Let me make sure that it's making sense now. Hi, twin. I've always had a job or project going on throughout my life. I just turned 73 and felt like I just don't just take a break. I think it's fantastic. Why not? I mean, I believe that that's the right number for you to take a little break because you have many more numbers. So what's going to happen before your next birthday, which we know when it is, I feel like you're going to get into something else. And you need, you know, sometimes we have to take a step back to go 10 steps forward. And you don't even have to go 10, but you, knowing you, you will. I see a passion coming, but not until spring. And clearing this part of your life, clearing this space, will definitely make it easier for you to move forward. I do hope that helps. I want to take a few cards here and take a look at you, but Anne, I'm telling you, I think this is good. And you know, I don't want to make it like taking a break from everything to bring other things. You know, that's how I want to make it. That's how it feels to me in any case. So let's take a look at that. Yeah, I feel like this whole, you know, you need taking a break from everything is a very different vibe for you. And I'm thinking about Uranus going retrograde for five, I believe it's a 5-month run
one of you astrologers can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's 5 months, but whatever it may be, it's a really good time to take a step back from everything, you know?
You are going to be happier than you have been in a really long time. And we don't really want to call it nothingness, but we want to make it nothingness. You know what I mean? Isn't that like a joyful, you know, that sounds wonderful. What's going to happen, Anne, is between now and April of next year, you're going to wind up running with something that is so, so good. And I feel really great about that. So come back and share and let us know how you're doing in your nothingness land and enjoy every moment. You will feel so refreshed, so wholeheartedly happy, and really working on you. And even though you don't have a project, I don't want to make it a project. I definitely feel good about I want to say nothingness. But that nothingness is turning into a big somethingness, if that makes sense. Okay, so you come back and share. Thank you for being here today. Okay, take your break till spring. I definitely would just enjoy the holiday and maybe not wait. Who knows? Maybe by January you'll get a little bug, but I don't even want to push it. I think you're great the way you are. Becca says she's definitely writing. Her childhood friend came back around, going to put her GMAs writing together and make a little book for our family. I love that. I love that you're writing creatively. I feel that too. Thank you for telling us that, okay? All right, everybody. Now, let me just see who's next here. I know someone. Lynn, where are you? Hello. Lynn, let me take a look at you also. And she says she loved Mark's show, and thank you, Mark. I feel really good news for you as well. And it's interesting because, Lynn, the spirit of generosity for some, you know, it's really coming through. You have a lot of financial growth and gain, I want to say, through certain things that you're fine-tuning. I don't know if your energy is on this yet or not, but I do believe it will be in the next six-month period. Like, you're really, you know how we sometimes go through our subscriptions and get rid of them, or we earn money by certain things, elimination or clearing or even whatever growth. I see more income. I want to see if you had any question for me, but I wanted to see if you still see a new job. Yes, I do see a new job. Hold on now. Let me just take a look at that. I feel this very strongly. And I actually also believe that you're clearing space to get this new position. And you're waiting for the perfect alignment, which is coming. And I do believe at first, you're going to be like, for a little bit longer, you know how we go from the Five of Pentacles to the Six of Pentacles. That's where the spirit of generosity comes in through a position or a job. And I think you have one more little cycle of like, maybe you go for something, it doesn't work out, you're not loving it, whatever it may be. Your spiritual energy is really on, like you're really growing spiritually. So I feel strongly about that. But first, I see another period where you're going to go, oh, Kat says I'm getting a job. Where the heck is this job? Da, 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 da. And then all of a sudden it shows up. So you're definitely going to go to work. I see a very generous position, something that really aligns with you. And please come back and share and let us know. But remember what I'm telling you. There's going to be a little tiny dip before there's a huge rise.
So you don't, I don't want you to lose like your patience about it, you know, because it's definitely going to happen. So I really love that. Please come back and share and let me know. All right. Now let me see, Tara, where did you go? Lara. It's Labor Day in Canada also. Happy Labor Day to you. Hold on now. I feel like I'm missing something. All right, Lynn, we have you. Tara, here you go. I'd love a message about work. My coworker is off this week. All right, here we go. I mean, I don't know if you can dedicate. I feel like there's a freeing coming through you. And your coworker is off. I'm going to just say it this way. I feel a permanent change coming around your work. So I'd love a message. My coworker is off this week. I'm seeing off, maybe off for a little bit long. I mean, there's some kind of permanent change ahead around your coworker, I want to say, but I definitely feel like there's something coming that's going to alter the whole entire energy of where you are. So I do see the death. There's transformation card. I'm not going to pull any punches. It's the death of an old way, the beginning of new ways. And I do believe that you're going to alter your, it's going to shift your position. I definitely think that. So changes in the air. I do think ultimately it will be change for the better. I definitely love that. And I see leadership also. So there is a leadership energy around you coming up ahead. And I do love that also. You have a feeling about something that's going to happen. And you're correct. Your intuition will is definitely serving a purpose here, of course. So whatever your hunches are right now, also less is more. So I think when I see this energy, it's more like when I say less is more, just being the high priestess, just kind of sitting back and taking it all in, but you already have pulse on your fingers on the pulse of what's happening. That's how I really feel about it, okay? And then with Kim, your friend, I also feel there's a lot of changes going on with her and a lot of healing energy around the masculine, whether it's child, partner, father, all the masculine energies in her world, you know, I think there's going to be a little bit of a focus on that within herself and a lot of healing going on. So she's going to actually have a really good, maybe becoming more healthy for herself, working on herself. There's really good energy around this also. Okay. So I hope that helps. And I definitely see, I want to say it's a paternal protector for her, but also working on some things that may have happened even as long ago as childhood, early childhood, like this. Really, really body, mind, and spirit, like a reawakening for her. So I do hope this helps. A lot of forgiveness, a lot of divine order. This is like a divine. Maybe sometimes, you know, you all like listening too. We go through these phases that sometimes we don't understand, or perhaps we need to understand them a little more, but it's difficult when we're going through, you know, when you're kind of walking in a little bit of quicksand, hard to see, like when you're getting to the to the pavement, you know. But I feel some of this in that it brings us a very different vibe within ourselves, or maybe we're processing things differently, or we understand changes are going on, but we can't quite put our finger on it yet. And I feel a lot of this going on. And so it's like a metamorphosis type of phase that really brings her to a new beginning. And I think many of you do this. We know from time to time, it's like something seems foreign, or maybe we seem foreign to ourselves. Our reactions may be different, the way we feel about things, certain things we tolerate, we no longer better boundaries and things like this. Becca, I do know you're a creature of habit. Kim, thanks for tuning in with Tara today. Tara, I feel really good about what the changes are afoot, and you come back and share and let us know, okay? And I'm happy that you're here. Now, sometimes let's talk about the quicksand and the pavement. And that's the thing. When we take a break from certain things, even a memoir or a project, whatever it may be, it's like when we're forcing ourselves to do something we're not really feeling like doing and we need to take that break. Taking that break makes it like we're running on pavement instead of, you know, burying ourselves in quicksand. So it's so much easier to just take the break and wait. And I know we forget that from time to time, but I know you're tuned in, you're right on top of it. And I love that. All right, now let me see who's next here. Welcome, Miss Becca. Excited that you're writing. Let me take a look. Lois, what are you up to? Let me take a little peek. And I want to see what's going on over there. I heard it's gorgeous up in your neck of the woods right now. Let's take a look. All right, here we go. Lois, you look like you're going to go to work for a bit this season. There are some blessings coming out of the blue. You are also completing a cycle of, yeah, your spiritual work is really going to take a boom, make a big splash. I was going to say take a boom, but it's definitely going to be very present in your world. Beginning this month, actually, September is going to start to bring you some opportunity you don't see coming yet, or maybe you do, or in the middle of it. And but it's going to be even better. You're going to be focusing on this aspect of yourself, and also your feng shui. You know, I feel because it's showing me a spiritual vibe, I feel like I'm tuning. And so maybe you come back, we're in action too much. Yeah, working on an unexpected project. Okay, I see it. Okay, good. Using the feng shui. Okay, good. I love this. It's right in alignment when it and more is going to show. And I think your doors are swinging open. This is my vision. And there's going to be more. I know this seems a little... thank you, Lois. This seems a little interesting, but... Because this is... You don't seem to be, so there's going to be somebody who wants more pastels, and I don't know why, but it seems like not the vibe of, you know, the North, but it feels almost key, like the Key West vibe, or it's not a desert vibe. It's definitely more, maybe it's even a baby's room, pink and blue, like this, green, mint green, yellow, something like this. I also believe, is this happening yet? Because I see these little, this palette, you know, which is very strange for there, but maybe it'll be here. Let's see what happens. Okay. And I love the feng shui, and I think you're going to be really honing it. And the desert vibes. Yeah, I know. I've picked that up on my left eye, but then this other thing doesn't make sense yet. But the pastels, so it will. So definitely, I love that. All right. Well, you'll definitely pull it all together. There's other projects coming beyond this one, so I love it as well. And so funny. I have like that whole. Maybe you're going to visit Florida again soon and we just don't know it yet, but I do have that whole Margaritaville vibe. It's so funny. Let's see what happens with it, okay? You can come back and let us know. I could tell the action is taking place, even on this peaceful day of September. I love that, Lois. Thank you. Thanks for the validation. All right, now, Lara, where did you go? All right, let's take a look. It is so still here. We've had some crazy storms in Florida, as you all know. The deck they are rebuilding was put in by my ex-hubby, and we called it Margaritaville. Oh, no wonder. That was so crazy. You can't make this stuff up. I know. Lois, thank you for that. It's so weird that they're showing me this. Okay, I'm glad. I'm glad we're in sync. Thank you. All right, let's take a look. I'm happy that we're in alignment today and always. All right, let's take a peek at what's next here. That's because we got rid of the inner critics. The inner critics are over here in a pile. Remember now, playing together over here. They're going to live their own September together. All of our inner critics have taken a break now. They've left the building, our own personal building, of course. So we could take a step up together. All right, here we go. All these things that hold us back, that just one little moment in time can change, you know, we forget how easy it is. Especially when we have this like vision of, thank you very, very much, Lois. All right, let's see. Lara, let's, yeah, we're leaving them behind, that's for sure. But this is what happens when we do, you know. Lara, I feel like you're also in a new phase, wondering when that next door is going to open. Let's just take one more look here. And, because this is what I feel. You're in a transition, out with the old, in with the new. We don't know what that new looks like yet, but it's definitely coming. And I can't help but look at the puppies on the screen because I always equate you with dogs for some, like, then that's the best compliment I could possibly bring someone because the sweetness, the gentleness, the care, that caretaker in you, that time with the pups. I mean, I always feel like you should move into maybe even using therapy dogs for people. I don't know. There's something about it that is very, very significant. And sometimes when we go through, I also see a situation changing for or leaving you for good around your health. So that improves. And I also feel like it's out with the old, in with the new. I know you don't know what that looks like yet or what that is actually feeling like yet, but there are, I mean, I think the taking initiative towards one thing that you're doing ahead will kind of open the, you know, Pandora's box, like something new. And so I think it's a matter of sometimes we get down because we don't really want to take initiative in these cycles, or we're just stuck or whatever it is. Have you ever noticed it is so hard to take an action step when you're feeling emotionally, mentally, you know, drained? It is so hard for our bodies to move through that, but that's what we're called to do, take action. I feel like this one little initiative, taking one little step, is good. And I don't know if it's a phone call to someone. Make a little list. She loves dogs so much, she said. I haven't figured out what that... Maybe she's tired, yeah. Honey, I think it's because it's an end of a cycle for you and you're going to go into a brand new one. We just don't know where that is yet. But let's maybe reach out and say, what about the dogs? Like, what about dog walking or babysitting a dog? Or maybe, I don't know, there's something in this that I always bring back to you, or working with therapy dogs. There's something, and there's income to be made. People want their pets taken care of. Of course, it's the most important, one of the most significant and important parts of their lives. So why not? Something like this is in my mind. Now, taking that action step when we're feeling exhausted or we're feeling physically and mentally drained, body, mind, and spirit, we're all tied together. So I suggest that you just kind of surrender your resistance. We surrender our will. We learn how to surrender our resistance to things, you know, and really, really maybe take a little tiny step. Call a friend and say, hey, I've been looking for this or that, or I'm out in the, you know, I haven't applied for dog walking jobs. I don't want to deal with the driving in LA yet. Okay, but maybe not in LA, but maybe someone will bring something towards you. It doesn't have to be, I know about the driving there, but it's not about making your life more stressful. It's about something coming with ease. That Taurus energy in you can attract something, or even an opportunity from a friend. I would say take one little step and maybe call someone you know and say, I'm looking for something secondary to do, or, and I'm sure you have, I know. But there's something, there's connecting the dots here coming up that's really, and nothing's going to stop you from getting this. I think I said this, it's coming this month. Maybe, definitely, something will happen. I pulled the Ten of Cups for the month of October, so I know you'll be working something by then, a second position. But maybe it'll be someone you meet that has a dog that you definitely, you know. I'll let it come. I can't think of who to, it'll pop up. It'll definitely pop up. You will be called to it. And I hope that helps. Lynn, thank you so much for being here. You too are like, God help anybody get in your way. Lynn, that's how I feel about you right now. You definitely have doors, like you're going through your own door. And really making, taking steps. Lynn, this is for you. You're taking steps to bigger, like a, I just see you opening these double doors and going into this huge room, and there's lights and colors, and there's, I don't know, serving people, this kind of thing, like almost like a public speaking audience, but, or an audience in your public speaking like this, but there's definitely more coming for you, so I love that. But helps, okay? Serena, thank you for that. Everyone, thank you so much for being here on our Labor Day Monday. Happy September, everyone. I'll be so excited to connect with you over at 12listen.com, and I'm very, very grateful for every one of you. Please enjoy your day, stay safe. And stay cool, okay? We'll see you guys soon. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Serena.